So, you have a Batman sequel script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So the bad guy in this one's gonna be Bane.
And how does the movie start?
Well, the CIA are gonna bring a bunch of hooded men onto their plane without checking their identities.
Wouldn't they at the very least lift the hoods to check for explosives or something?
No, because the CIA never investigates anything.
Oh, they don't?
Nope, and so it's gonna turn out that one of the hooded guys is Bane.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's planning on crashing the plane and staging it like an accident.
How does he do that?
By, you know, riddling the plane with bullets and ripping the wings off, and then dropping the main cabin miles and miles away from the wings.
And that's supposed to look like a normal plane crash?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so tell me more about this Bane guy.
Oh, well, he has big muscles and a little mask thing, and he sounds real scary.
Oh, what does he sound like?
He says scary stuff like,
what?
Crushing this plane.
I can't, you sound like a Muppet that got stuck in a wall.
Yeah, super scary stuff.
I guess that would be scary. Get out of the wall, Grover.
And then we're gonna see Batman.
Oh, I can't wait for some Batman action.
Well, you're gonna have to, because he can barely walk.
What? Why?
Because he was Batman for like a year, so now he has no more cartilage in his knees.
So he can't physically be Batman anymore.
Exactly. Also, he doesn't want to, so it's gonna be quite a while before we see him as Batman.
Okay, well, I guess watching Bruce Wayne limp around for an hour will be somewhat entertaining.
Yeah, and I think waiting for him to become Batman again will make it that much more exciting when he finally does.
Maybe.
Anyway, later Bane and his guys are gonna attack the stock exchange.
Oh.
And at the same time, the bad guys are gonna use Bruce's fingerprints to make a bunch of trades and lose all his money.
Well, obviously they were fraudulent trades, right? There's no way people will treat them as real.
Oh, they will. So Bruce is poor now and they shut off all the lights at the manor.
They immediately shut his lights off?
Yep, right away. He's poor.
Well, I should probably point out that that's not how anything works.
Oh, I'd much prefer if you didn't point that out.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Anyway, we're also gonna have this cop, Blake, figure out that Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Wow, that's a tough one to crack. Must have been hard to do.
Actually, it was super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he kind of just recognize the look in his eyes that angry orphans get.
Oh, that was easy.
Yep, so later Batman's gonna get fixed with magic braces that give him superhuman kicks we'll never reference again.
Wow, so then he becomes Batman again?
So then he becomes Batman again. For a couple of minutes.
Wait, what?
Well, Catwoman is gonna bring him to Bane, and Bane's gonna break his back.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so he can't physically be Batman anymore. His body's broken.
Right.
Yeah, and I think waiting for him to become Batman again will make it that much more exciting when he finally does.
Didn't we just do this? I feel like we just did this for an hour.
We did, and it was so special, I figure, you know, let's do it again.
Well, okay then.
So Bane is gonna fly with Batman all the way to this crazy prison in India and explain to him how he's gonna torture his soul.
Bane's gonna fly with him all the way to India just to tell him that and then get on a plane and go back home?
Yeah.
Why not just tell him before sending him there?
Well, it's more dramatic if he explains it to him there.
Right, but that's like 30 hours of air travel.
Right.
Could have recorded a video.
Yeah, so back in Gotham, they're gonna be like, you know what, enough is enough. Let's just send all the police officers into the sewers and smoke Bane out once and for all.
Did you say all the police officers?
Yeah, I think that's standard procedure. When the police really want to capture someone, they just send everybody.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where'd you learn that?
It's just how I assume police things work.
Oh, okay. So how many officers are we actually talking here?
Well, let's see. New York City has something like 40,000 police officers for a population of 8 million, and we're saying that Gotham has a population of 12 million.
Okay.
So by that logic, I guess Gotham would have something in the range of 60,000.
So they send 60,000 police officers into the sewers.
It certainly seems like that's what we're going with.
Well, okay then.
So then Bane's gonna blow up a bunch of bombs and trap the cops in the sewers.
Aren't there like thousands and thousands of manholes they could escape through?
What the hell is a manhole?
You've never heard of manholes?
Manholes are tight.
You realize this is not an adult film, right?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Manholes.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Bane is also gonna destroy the bridges and reveal that he is an atomic bomb.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and if anybody tries to leave, he's gonna detonate it, and also it's just gonna detonate itself in like 5 to 6 months.
So their plan is to blow up Gotham whenever, but also just let it blow up in 5 to 6 months?
Something like that.
So if it's gonna blow up either way, why not just blow it up immediately?
Because Batman needs time to fix his broken back.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So yeah, then Batman has to get out of this prison.
Oh man, it's gonna be hard to do that with a broken back.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Bane hooked him up with a doctor who fixes his back with some rope and a solid punch to the spine.
Wow.
And then the prison has absolutely no guards, plus you can just climb out of it if you're agile enough.
That is a very convenient prison.
Yeah, so then back in Gotham, Commissioner Gordon's being forced to walk on thin ice, and he's about to fall through and die.
Uh-oh.
But that's when Batman shows up, just in time.
How does Batman showing up make the ice any less dangerous?
Unclear, but Batman is back, baby. Everything's okay.
How did Batman get back from India with no money or resources into a city that's under lockdown?
Unclear, but he's back with just 12 hours before the bomb goes off.
Wow, so what does he do?
Well, he spends the first first 4 hours or so on a little art project.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he paints a big old bat symbol.
Doesn't seem like the most pressing issue.
Art therapy is very effective. It's a great way to prepare for a fight.
Okay, good to know.
So then Catwoman blows up one of the sewer exits and all the cops run out clean shaven and ready to fight.
Clean shaven?
Well, yeah, because as you know, the sewers are filled with enough shaving equipment for 60,000 men to groom themselves for 6 months.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
Well, now you do. So then all the cops charge at Bane's men like it's medieval times or something.
Don't the henchmen have machine guns?
Well, what good are machine guns against batons and a couple of pistols?
They'd be very good, I imagine.
Well, anyway, it's gonna end up being a fist fight, so whatever.
Well, whatever then.
And then Batman and Bane are gonna fight, but now Batman's really good because he did some push-ups in prison.
Wow.
But then this Lady Miranda that Batman hooked up with is gonna stab him.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's gonna reveal that she's actually Talia, the daughter of Ra's al Ghul from the first movie.
Oh.
Pretty crazy twist, right?
I guess.
And then Batman is gonna chase her because she takes off in a truck with the bomb in it.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and Gordon's bouncing around in back trying to turn the bomb off or something.
Oh boy.
And then the truck is gonna flip and Talia's gonna die.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, and I'd love it if the actress could play it as if she forgot she was supposed to die in the scene and then suddenly remembered.
We can arrange that. And what about Gordon? How does his death play out?
Oh, he's totally fine.
Really? Wasn't he in the truck too?
Yeah, he was just in the back bouncing around with a 2-ton bomb and he was just out of the hospital, but he's fine.
Well, great.
So then Batman's gonna fly the bomb out of the city just in time and it's gonna explode with a 6-mile blast radius.
Wow, so Batman is gonna die? That's insane.
Nope, he's gonna be fine too.
But how?
Autopilot, so he jumps out just before it explodes.
But a 6-mile radius?
Yeah, well, he's a fast swimmer, I guess. Get off my back, please, and thank you.
Well, okay then.
Also, that Blake guy's Robin.
Sure, why not?
So what do you think?
That sounds great.
Fantastic.
Yep, I think we'll have made a trilogy that everybody involved will be proud of.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.